Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. From our flagship station in Buffalo, this is the Upstate Honda Dealers postgame show. Visit your local Upstate Honda Dealers today. Here's your host, Brian Cozio.
It'll be played back to the far point. Tanev looking for traffic in front. They score. That took a deflection as Tanev just threw it to the net. And the Stars take a 3-2 lead here in the second period.
That was your game-winning goal, Joe Pavelski, on a nice redirect, beating Lukanen. The Sabres falling behind for the first time in the game there, and that's all Dallas would need. The game winner from Pavelski is our NOCO play of the game, brought to you by NOCO, the official natural gas and electric supplier to the Buffalo Sabres. We welcome you to the Upstate Honda Dealers postgame show. 3-2 Dallas victorious, and this then, with this regulation loss, officially ends the Sabres' quest for a playoff spot in this season. And now they are eliminated officially for the 13th consecutive season, an ongoing NHL record. An embarrassment in a league when half the teams make the playoffs every year, that the Sabres have been able to continue this streak in a bad way. And tonight, you know, you're playing a very good team. It's not at this point feeling like we can sit here and break down why the Sabres couldn't get it done against Dallas. The officialness of them being eliminated from the postseason, I'm sure, is what fans are thinking about here. And I don't blame you. 13 straight years. This is 2024. You've got to go back to 2011, the last time that the Sabres were in the playoffs. And next week, the league will get set for the postseason, and the first round of the playoffs in the NHL, there's nothing like it. I think it's the best first round of any sports playoffs, and the Sabres won't be participating again. Kevin Adams said it was all in on playoffs this year. This was the year, kind of playoffs or bust mentality. And down the stretch of the season here, we saw some of the Sabres' inadequacies from the beginning half of the year still come back to haunt them, including today, the power play, which was a big disaster for essentially the entire season. And they go 0-for tonight, including two nice opportunities in the third to try to tie the game. They get a couple of penalties there, and they're unable to cash in. They go 0-for the night on the power play, 0-for-3, but two of those chances coming in the third. Pretty good goaltending from Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen tonight. Pretty good goaltending from Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen this season. But the Sabres' lack of ability to come up big on the big stage, their ability to lack of ability to score, was something that is a big reason why this team is now officially done here tonight. All right, Paul Hamilton's on his way to the Sabres dressing room here. We should have reaction here coming up in just a matter of moments from the players here, who now tonight officially know that there will be no postseason. Three games left. The home finale is Thursday against Washington, and then they'll finish in Florida with games with the Panthers on Saturday and the Lightning on Monday, and then that will be a wrap. Game 82 will be over next Monday, and it'll be off to the offseason, and we'll have to see what sort of changes occur, whether or not there'll be a new head coach, a new coaching staff. More on that in a moment. Rasmus Dahlin is live with Paul in Dallas.
Thank you, Brian. Rasmus, I know this isn't what you guys were expecting. I mean, it's over now after tonight's game. Is it just too early to have it settle in?
It sucks. We have to get better. We just got to make sure this doesn't happen again. We got some work to do, and the group is all in for it.
How much does it hurt? I mean, you guys are, you're close. You're in it in April. I mean, your first couple of years, you guys were out of it in, you know, January. So it has to feel like, you know, you're right there on the edge.
You know, we are a young team, and that shouldn't be an excuse anymore. We are looking ourselves in the mirror, and we have to be better. So this is something we have to learn from this season, and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Was this the same thing as almost the whole year? It was just another one-goal game that you guys couldn't get to overtime to get any points in? That's happened a lot this year.
Yeah. Everyone in here battle as hard as they can. We are working our butts off every single night and every single practice. Everyone's going to know that. We want to do something special in Buffalo. And, you know, everyone is on the train. And this summer is going to be very, very important for us. We have to develop everything that we can, and we have to come back stronger for sure.
I just feel like you guys never really got into a rhythm on the power play this season. You know, there were stretches, shorter stretches, where you had some success, but overall you just couldn't get back to doing what you guys did, especially the first half of last season.
Yeah, it started early, and we never really find rhythm. That's if we would have had a really good power play, maybe we would be in a playoff spot right now. Who knows? So we got some work to do there. I have to get better. Our power play guys have to be better. That's not acceptable if we try to make it.
Thanks, Rasmus. And Alex Tuck is right over here, Brian, so we'll keep it here. Alex, this is certainly not the way what you guys were expecting when you came into the season, came into training camp. Is it this tonight I looked at, it's just another one-goal game where you guys couldn't get it to overtime, get points in it. Is that kind of indicative of the season?
Yeah, obviously, you know, we have the same amount, if not more, wins ahead of us. Although those teams were able to lock it down a little bit better, probably defensively, force games into overtime, get that point. Every point matters, obviously, and if you wait until too late in the season to make your push, it's going to catch up with you at the end, and it did this year. And it sucks.
Did you show the margin for error is so thin? I mean, you guys have a few percentage points better on the power play. It makes a big difference. Does that just kind of go to show that?
Power play could have been better. PK could have been better. We could have won more than 2-3 games in a row at a time. Could have played better shift after shift. Could have done a lot of things better, honestly. And we got to look upon ourselves. So there was no one else besides the guys in this room that put us in the position that we're in now. Myself definitely included. And, I have to be better going forward. I can't start off the season like I did this year. Can't wait 10-15 games to get into it and then start playing the way I know I should and the way I know how to play. And so I'm going to take it really personal. Put a lot of minutes in this team. I get a lot of opportunity on this team. Wasn't good enough this year.
You played a team tonight that had a chance to win the Stanley Cup. That's a good hockey team you just played. Is that give you guys a bit of a measuring stick of where you need to be and the things that you'll need to do when you play a team like that?
Yeah, all around. That's one of the most well-built teams that we'll see all year. It is a good measuring stick. It's one of the best coach teams, too. Having Pete, myself, in years past, he's an unbelievable coach, really structured. They play the right way each and every night, and they make it hard on guys each and every night. So it's good to learn from games like that. It's good to see how other teams play situationally, structurally. It's something that we can learn off of an experienced team like that, and they got a good shot at the cup. So, we can definitely learn from that.
Thank you, Alex. Alex Tuck on the post game, and we have Tage Thompson also.
Yeah, obviously not the way we wanted the season to go. I think kind of dug ourselves a hole early on in the season and tried to climb our way out of it. I think the second half of the season we kind of found a game, but I don't want to say it was too late at that point, but definitely made it more challenging on ourselves. I think this is obviously the second year now that we've found ourselves in this spot where we're playing important games down the stretch, and you know, the games as you go along the season get harder and harder, and teams are, you know, they've got experience and they know how to close out wins, and that's something that we got to take from, you know, these past 2 years and learn from. If we don't, then we're not going to make any progress. But I think our group's learned a lot. I know people are getting sick and tired of hearing that, and we're getting sick and tired of saying it, but the fact of the matter is we have a young team. We got a lot of things to learn, and I think these losses obviously sting, but you take something from them and you take something from this season. I think the biggest takeaway is the fact that you know, at times throughout the season, a lot of people or outside noise counted us out, and we may have let that get to us a little bit and mess with our head. And I think we just got to block out that noise. I think, you know, we find ourselves, even with seven games remaining, where we still got a chance. So I think, for me, looking at it as a whole, I think we, moving forward, just got to have a short memory. Just got to turn the page after a loss. We can't let things carry over into the next game, next week. I think that's what you see good teams do. They you know, they turn the page and they move on. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to do that, but that's something we got to learn how to do.
Tate, you only got 5 loser points this year, and tonight was another example of you're right there, but you just couldn't get that goal to get yourself to overtime to get those points where maybe other teams ahead of you were able to do that. Has that been one of the bigger problems too?
I think, yeah, game management. You know, you see a lot of teams that we have more regulation wins than, but they find ways to get points. They get to overtime, and you know, that's important. I think we've had a lot of games where we've been right there and we kind of just let them slip or don't find a way to just get it into overtime. And you know, those points matter down the road, and I think you see that a lot of teams, you know, find ways just to get points. And to me, I think that just comes down to game management and puck management. You know, we want to be a team that plays fast and creates offense, and obviously need to clean up the defense a little bit, which I thought we did a lot better this year. But I think obviously we still got a lot of young guys that want to make plays and show skill, which is something we don't want to take away from our game. But there's a time and place to do it, and I think that's kind of something we're figuring out right now. And you see when teams have leads, they buckle down and they just put pucks in and make teams go back and get it, and that's exhausting. I mean, that they did it to us tonight, and you know, for 60 minutes that wears on you and makes it a lot tougher, and that's something that we gotta implement into our game and just be more consistent at it. There's times this season we did a really good job at it, and you know, obviously a lot of games where we didn't, so it's just that consistency.
How important is it to keep perspective? I mean, it's not like you guys were out of it in January. You know, like your first year in Buffalo, it ended a lot sooner. You guys are obviously pushing and you're very close. It's just that margin for error.
Exactly, yeah. We're right there, right on the cusp. It sucks that we keep saying that, but that's the truth. And I think the guys in the room know it, and there is that belief. And it's just, like I said, blocking out the negativity and just focusing on positive things that we can, you know, that we've done good this year, trying to build on that, and things that we need to improve on. And I think that's the biggest thing for me is just consistency. Doing it every single night, every single period, every single shift, a lot easier said than done, as we've obviously realized. And it's a tough league, and, you know, especially our division is very tough. So the margin for error, like you said, is very small. So it's just learning from that and taking those experiences and moving forward, and that's how you grow and learn. So
thank you, Tage Thompson on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. Interviews there with Tage Thompson, Alex Tuck, Rasmus Dahlin, maybe guys that'll be wearing letters next year. We'll have to find out. Obviously, the roster doesn't have a captain. We'll see if Zemgus Girgensons is back. He doesn't have a contract next year. We'll see how that all plays out here. Our Blue and Gold Locker Room Report, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. 3-2 Dallas, the win for the Stars in regulation, eliminates the Sabres for the 13th straight year. A NHL record that is still just mind-boggling to think about. It is not an equal chance. We know every team doesn't have a 50-50 chance of making it, but half the teams do make it. So, you know, we know teams are more talented elsewhere, and there were definite years where the Sabres on purpose put together a roster that maybe wasn't expected to compete for a playoff spot. But when you're trying and half the league makes it, and with puck luck and with injuries and with just how crazy things go in the league, sometimes even bad teams with good goalies somehow make it. The Sabres have found a way miraculously to miss it for 13 consecutive seasons. And they haven't won a playoff series since 2007-08. So it's been a long, long, long time. Now, I don't really have a problem with anything that any of those players said. I think that they probably are right on in terms of why it didn't work out. I mean, if you start with Dahlin, you know, he's talking about, hey, if we never found a power play all year, he says they might be in a playoff spot if they found one. I agree. The margin is not that far. It's not like they're sitting 30 points out here. They're going to end up, who knows, you know, between 4 and 6 points out, I guess, is probably maybe how it'll play out, which, again, is a couple of wins. Well, look at the Islanders, who are going to be in the postseason. They won again tonight. They have 15 loser points. The Sabres have 5. Buffalo right now has more wins than the Islanders. And the Islanders have 8 more points because of that 15 loser points. Paul asked it a few times in there, you know, figuring out way. Tonight's another example. Can you figure out a way just to get it to overtime? Can you get that goal? Well, ties in what Dahlin said. You had, 2 power plays in the third. Just one of those has to go in. And it's 3-3. And you know what? If you lose in overtime, well, that happens in the league. But you got a point. The Islanders were able to do that 10 more times than the Sabres were. And that's why they're in. The Islanders, on paper, do not have a better roster than the Sabres. They definitely do not. But there's 2 things the Islanders have done better than the Sabres this year. One, they've figured out ways to grind and work hard and play good defensively to keep a game close so that they can get it to overtime. And that's, you know, noted there in the 15 loser points. Here's what they've also done. When there's pressure moments and pressure games, I mentioned in pregame, anytime the Sabres were within 4 points of a playoff spot past November, they're 0-6. The Islanders, look what they've done here. In this stretch, they started outside looking in. This last 2 weeks, when everyone's like, okay, everything matters, everything's, you know, all in, the Islanders have the best record of any of these teams that are fighting right now between the Isles, the Caps, the Penguins, the Red Wings, the Flyers, the Sabres, the Devils. They have won 7 of 10, and they've won 5 in a row. So clearly, they are able to handle the pressure that Don Granato says this team continues to have to learn how to handle the pressure. The Islanders have been able to do that. The Red Wings, on paper, I don't know if they're that much better. Now, have they added some good veteran players? They added Patrick Kane. That helped. We know Kevin Adams apparently tried to add Patrick Kane. Kane ultimately just, you know, decided to choose Detroit. And in both games this year, the Sabres and the Wings, just think about those two. Just flip those two. How many games have we gone through here? What about this game? What about this game? How about just take the 2 Wings games here that have mattered, the one in March and the one on Sunday here in April. You flip those 2 games, give those to the Sabres against, I don't think a team that's, you know, I think Dallas is definitely built to win the Cup. I don't think the Detroit Red Wings are quite yet. I think the Wings and the Sabres should be on the same level. And in fact, I think the Sabres have the better goalie right now. But look at those. If you flip just those 2 games, the Sabres would have 83 points and be 2 back right now of the Capitals, who you're going to play Thursday. And then the Wings would be down to 80. Instead, the Wings are now a point away from the playoffs, and the Sabres are now eliminated. So just those 2 games. You know, you can say, well, very disappointing that you got swept by Anaheim, one of the worst teams in the NHL. We can talk about the loser points. We can even talk about that Washington game before Thanksgiving when they were up 3-1 late in the third and lost the game in overtime. Like, all those matter. But even if you want to throw all this season, you know, away, the bad start, the chasing, all this sort of stuff, those two games against Detroit here that were just right here when these games mattered so much, and the Sabres scored 1-1 in those games. They lost 4-1 and 3-1. I mean, that's some, you know, some a big time stage where they come up very, very short. And they're not that far. I think this team's talented, but they definitely, I think, in terms of the makeup of the team, are going to have to change some of it. They don't have enough players that can figure out a way how to grind out these points and get the games to overtime and play sound defensively and not make errors because it's a pressure in a key game. There's some talent on this team that you're not going to be able to move. Okay? I mean, some of these guys are locked up 7 years, 8 years. Like, you can't trade them. All right, let's go to Don Granato live here on our Upstate Honda Dealers postgame.
Well, Don, obviously this wasn't what you were expecting when you guys came into the season for it to end like this. Just your initial thoughts that, you know, now you are officially out of it.
Yeah, no thoughts on that. Let's just talk about the game right now. So go ahead on that. We'll talk about that plenty, I'm sure. So,
power play. Just what did you see in the third period when you guys had a couple of opportunities that you weren't able to cash in there?
Yeah, we worked real hard 5-on-5, and we didn't work hard enough 5-on-4.
Is that one of the best teams you'll see at deflecting pucks and having guys around the net?
It is. They're exceptional at it, as you saw tonight. I think two of the three goals, and then the goal that was disallowed were sticks, and they get sticks on pucks. Very good at that, obviously, and that was the difference against us, their ability to tip pucks, even pucks that were going wide of the net.
Have you really seen Dahlin elevate these last couple of months, just trying to really get you guys to where you want to be the way that he's playing?
Yeah, he's a leader, man. That guy is he brings it every night. And the more he's, you know, he continually infects the rest of the team more and more every day. And you just, you're ever in doubt of how you need to work, just look at that guy. He is an example, walking, living example every day of how hard you need to play. And, he battled hard for us.
Right at the end of the first period, Dowling makes a great play to Power. Hits the post again. I don't even know if I've ever seen a team hit as many posts as you guys do. What can you do to alleviate that problem? I don't know.
On that one, Paul, let me know. It happens. No excuses, though. I mean, we had chances. We worked, like I said, 5-on-5. Lance mentions the power play. I didn't think we worked hard enough there.
The Stars are very good at tipping pucks, getting to the front of the net. I think they scored 3 goals, including the overturn one tonight. And just, what does it take for a team to get good at that? They're very experienced
there. They're extremely experienced, and they're very good at lots of things. They have that. They have the guys that have been around and year after year, obviously just, you know, household names for years, and they know how to battle. And around the net, you know, that's absolutely something we will need to improve on, is getting more sticks on pucks. I think we're starting to improve on guys getting to that, on getting pucks toward the net. But we missed too many tonight where there could have been tips and redirects, and that's the next area that we can and need to progress in.
You got the Stars to turn pucks over in the first period, but not as many in the second. So what were you doing in the first to get them to turn the puck over?
You know, honestly, I thought we hesitated too much in the second period with our second forecheck and just forecheck pressure. Our second guy was hesitant, and we gave them a little bit too much time and space up ice when they were exiting. We were able to clog things back, but not enough up ice. And the chances we did have in the second were getting pucks deep and getting on them. Every chance we had was we were able to get pucks behind them and then pressure on them. But there were some moments and some different lines where we pulled back and we shouldn't have.
Thanks, Don. Don Granato, Brian, back to you.
Okay, Paul, Don Granato not wanting to talk about the fact that the team's been eliminated tonight, says just wants to talk about tonight's game. He gave quite a bit of a glowing review of the Stars and said, you know, yeah, there are some things that they do that he would like his team to do. 3-2 Dallas beats Buffalo here on the Upstate Honda Dealers postgame. Brian Culzio with you. We'll get to Paul Hamilton. Okay, Paul is ready to go in Dallas. Okay, Paul, we knew the percentages coming into tonight were essentially almost at zero, but now it's official. 13 consecutive years without a postseason run here. I know this, I mean, in a league where half the teams make it, it's mathematically mind-boggling it's gotten this far.
Yeah, it has. And you know what? I think it's good they play the Stars tonight because that's what I'm looking at. You know, people are saying, oh, your defense isn't tough enough, whatever. You know what I look at? I look every now and then you just got to give the other team credit. That is a good hockey team. That team could win the Stanley Cup. I don't know if I've ever seen a team that tips pucks and gets to the net like they do. And I think there's a good lesson to be learned there. I think that shows the Sabres maybe what they need to improve on and the types of players maybe they need to go get. Not maybe, that they do, because I think the Stars are going to be a hard team to play against in the playoffs. And you know, just watching them tonight, yeah, it was a close game, 3-2, but I mean, they were always in front of the net. They were always tipping pucks. Lukanen made some good saves on some tips too, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, they were always just right there. And that's, I think, what the Sabres need.
Paul, Don Granato didn't want to talk about missing the playoffs. He said just tonight's game. But the players were willing, and I thought had some pretty good insight. I mean, Rasmus Dahlin even brought up, hey, look at tonight, the power play failed in the third. He goes, look, if we had a power play this season, he goes, I think we have a playoff spot, and I think you and I would probably agree with that.
Yeah, that's why I ask a lot about the loser points. Just that.
Yeah.
You know, do what the Islanders did. Do what the Capitals did. And you're right there. I mean, just get some games to overtime and get those points. And they only did it five times. Only five loser points. And that's obviously just not enough. Now, there's more problems than that. But that's a huge problem in my mind. You know, one goal games that you can't get it to overtime. You were right there. But you couldn't. And there were a lot recently in the last 2 weeks. Even the Edmonton game that turned into a you know what. That was right there. They were at 3-2 with what, 3 minutes left in the third or second period? And it was tied going into the third. Got to get that game to overtime, not give up five more, you know. And that's what I think a lot of it is get some games to overtime and get those loser points. You only got five of them this year. And, you know, I think there were a lot of other things to talk about. I just did. You know, having guys around the net, tipping pucks, being there constantly, wearing them down. Tage Thompson talked about that. He's absolutely right. Wear them down, you know, and they got to find some forwards that can mix in with Tuck and Thompson and Peterka and Quinn and Cousins. But, you know, the bottom six, change them all. I don't care. Other than Greenway. I mean, they've got to get harder to play against.
Paul, last thing here, if you have time for one more. I know
I do.
Each of the players talked about how they got into a hole to start the season. Tuck even himself said, look, I'm to blame. He goes, I can't get off to that slow of a start. They can't wait 15 games to get going, he says. And then all of them said, this summer, it'll mean a lot. Dahlin said, this summer will be big. Tuck said, this missing the playoffs is going to take very personally here. So, I mean, those three that you spoke with sound like that they're ready to figure this out. Like that they're not annoyed that they kind of want to walk away to it. Which you could see some people. I mean, look at we've heard Ryan O'Reilly say at the end of the season, "Hey, I lost my love for the game," kind of thing. These three guys seem like they're ready to do something about it.
I don't blame them. I think they said the right things, and I believe them. I don't think it's just talk. Mm-hmm. I believe what they're saying. I believe Alex Tuck when he says he's taking it personally. I totally believe that. And, you know, it's, you know, something that I think they will. And when you do take something personally like they were talking about, that's when you do put in a lot of work and effort into the summertime to get yourself better and to be better. And that includes everybody. I mean, there's going to have to be a lot of effort from the general manager, too. He has to be better. You know, the coaching has to be better. The players have to be better. They all have to go into that summer and figure out what it's going to take. And you know what? They all aren't going to be back.
Yep. All right, Paul, three games left. The home finale is Thursday. We will see you there at downtown Buffalo for Washington. Have a safe trip home. Thank you very much
Sounds
for your work
good.
Tonight.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
All right, great. Paul Hamilton with us here on our Upstate Honda Dealers postgame. I am, you know, as I'm saying to Paul there, look, Dahlin, Tuck, Thompson. These are three guys that I want on this team going forward. I think are leaders. I think they're very talented. I also do take them at their word when they say they want to figure it out here. Dahlin has been always very vocal about loving Buffalo, wanting to be the guy that turns it around here. We heard that with the Bills, some of these guys. Kyle Williams, Eric Wood, it meant so much to them that they were the guys that ended the drought with the Bills. Some of these current players just keep saying, hey, we want to be the guys that win the Bills their first Super Bowl. Well, the Sabres, we're hearing this with Dahlin, Alex Tuck. I think they should be a part of the future going forward. I don't want to read too much into it, but I find it a little, you know, I guess, do you want to say that you can kind of read the crystal ball of what's happening in the future? Dahlin, Tuck, Thompson, all with solid answers, no excuses, reasons. Hey, this is why we missed. This is what has to happen. And I'm on board to change it. The coach didn't want to say a word. Now, maybe that's his way of dealing with it. Maybe he says, well, we'll talk about it later. But I like the fact that these three guys at least were right there, right away, microphones in their face. The season ends. They didn't not want to talk about it. They didn't deflect it. They came out and blamed. Now, you know, it doesn't make you feel any better. I'm not saying that all of a sudden, oh, well, we feel great about the season. No. But those three guys, Dahlin, Tuck, and Thompson, at least I know are a part of what should be a solution if there is going to be one at some point. And the head coach, by not really saying anything about it, like, to me, that speaks at least something to say, like, that immediate accountability, at least, you know, I don't want to talk about it. Let's talk about this game. That's just, I guess, you know, how he deals with it. To me, I respect what Thompson, Tuck, and Dahlin did. They came right out, didn't deflect anything, and said it. Again, it doesn't make you feel any better. I'm not making you to try to feel better, but I'll respect those three at least for coming out right and saying it of, hey, this is what happened. We're to blame. We're going to fix it. We want to be a part of fixing it. So I'll at least give credit to the players there for saying that. Sabres fall 3-2 in Dallas. The Sabres are now going to miss the playoffs for a record 13th straight season. Washington is next for the home finale on Thursday. They'll finish with games in Florida and Tampa on Saturday and Monday. For all of our local affiliates, at this time, we're going to say goodbye to you here on our Upstate Honda Dealers postgame. If you want to keep listening, you can stay with us on the WGR, WGR550.com or on the Odyssey app. Update you on the standings, run you through the rest of the scores. We'll read some tweets at Brian WGR. We'll get you some more highlights as well. Final score from American Airlines Center, Dallas 3, Buffalo 2. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai,
There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Plays it behind the net. In front, Pavelski stopped by Luukkonen. Luukkonen, another save on the far post. In front for Duchene. He can't get a stick on it. And the Sabres try to break up the middle, but Alex Tuch tied up, and the puck never did get to him.
A couple of nice saves there from Dan Levy on the call and Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. Our saves of the game brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers. To see the exciting all-new Honda lineup, visit your local Upstate Honda dealers today. 3-2 Stars beat the Sabres, officially eliminating the Sabres for the 13th consecutive season. They'll be home for Fan Appreciation Night on Thursday at 7 o'clock against the Washington Capitals. The Capitals are in the race. It'll be very meaningful for them. We'll talk about the scores and the standings here coming up in just one moment. Let's get our final stats in. They're brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots in the game end up 25-21 Stars. Both teams 0 for the night of the power play. Sabres had two tries in the third. They finish 0 for 3. Stars 0 for 2. Luukkonen gets the loss, 22 saves. Jake Ottinger the win with just 19 saves. Your three stars, Dahlin, star number 3, Harley, star number 2, Pavelski, star number 1. He had the game winner. We'll make Joe Pavelski tonight our electric player of the game, brought to you by Town Ford. When you think of Ford, think of Town Ford. The attendance in Dallas tonight, 18,532. And again, the Sabres will play next Thursday night, last home game of the regular season against Washington at 7 o'clock. We'll have the pregame on our flagship station, WGR, at 6 that night. Hope you can be with us then. This is the Upstate Honda Dealers postgame. Our final tonight, 3-2 Dallas, is the score here. And we will now go ahead and read some tweets. We've got some good ones coming in here. You can always send me your thoughts after each and every game at Brian WGR. All right. Let's go ahead here and read some of these. Some of them, I can't read some of these. Let's see here. Damien says, why should we believe Dahlin and Tuch? They had plenty of chances to do it this year and didn't. Fair. Yes. Ryan, responding to Thompson talking about the outside noise, said they couldn't handle the outside noise of possibly being the 16th best team in a 32-team league. Man, this organization is just incredible. Okay. Read some others here. Anthony says, tonight's game embodies why they missed the playoffs. All right. Let's see here. Anthony, talking about Granato not wanting to talk about missing the playoffs, he says, I have some thoughts on missing the playoffs. Yeah, we all do, for sure. Michael says, not scoring, way behind, and a poor power play. Not scoring, way behind, poor power. Yep, all three of those. First periods were disastrous this year. Crazy how bad they were. It really, really, I mean, those first periods, how many, I mean, even, again, here we go, the Detroit game the other night. I mean, even just, you come back from that West Coast trip at the end of March, you're in it, and you play Ottawa, who stinks, and you're down 5-0 after one. Like, I don't need to go through all the first periods. You know, they're painful to think about that. All right, let's see here. Some others. Bills for the Money says, you need to improve on getting to the net, battle, and sticks on pucks. Thank you, Captain Obvious. Yes, that was definitely, for sure. Dylan says, in terms of Granato not saying anything about the playoffs, says, okay, but it's been 13 years. You should say something. Yes, I would agree with that, for sure. All right, lots coming in here. I'll try to maybe get to some more here. You can send me your thoughts at Brian WGR. All right, other stats from this one here. Let's get our hits in here, and let's see who led the Sabres in hits tonight. Peyton Krebs playing with that edge like he normally does. 4 hits to lead all players, and he is our representative tonight of our Clinton Collision hits of the game. Clinton Collision, we're there when you need a repair. By the way, those tweets, those were part of our ServPro first response from the fans. SurfPro, Central Buffalo's Team Luzzi, responds first and faster to any size disaster. All right, 3-2 Dallas in our game. Let's see what went on in the rest of the NHL. Some real meaningful games tonight in the Eastern Conference. Our scores are brought to you by Alex's Place in Batavia. Oh, man, now I want ribs. All right, the biggest one, I'll point to the game in Detroit between the Wings and the Caps, and Washington wins in regulation by a score of 2-1. Guess who got the game winner? I'll give you one guess for Washington. Alex Ovechkin, his 30th. Detroit was essentially shut out. Kane scored with 2 seconds left in the game. Kane, by the way, barely played half a season, has 20 goals already. There's another move that maybe could have been made. Anyway, so Washington wins and gets two key points. They'll be here in Buffalo on Thursday. I'll update you on the standings in a moment. Other games, Carolina over Boston, 4-1 the final. Florida gets a shutout over Ottawa, 2-0. The Flyers are just in a free fall right now. John Tortorella has to be just tearing his hair out. They lose to Montreal tonight, 9-3. Toronto wins in New Jersey, 5-2. Islanders get two more important points. I think they're going to get in. They beat the Rangers 4-2. Other finals, Tampa beats Columbus 5-2. In overtime, Winnipeg over Nashville 4-3. Games that are now starting, or games that are going on late right now out west. End of the second period in Colorado, the Avs all over the Wild 5-2. End of the second in Anaheim, the Ducks and the Kings are tied 1-1. 4 to go in the second in Seattle, the Kraken of a 3-0 lead on Arizona. And the Sharks over the Flames by a score of 1-0 as they're just underway in period 2 there. All right, there are your scores. What does it mean to the standings? That Capitals win puts them right now into Wild Card 2, 85 points. One better than the Pens and the Wings, who have 84. The Flyers have 83. Sabres and Devils, by the way, have been eliminated. So now it's down to just three teams on the outside looking in. Pens, Wings, and Flyers. Capitals are in with 84. In the spot right now, Wildcard 2 with 85. And the Islanders are sitting in Metro 3 with 87. All right, monster game with that Pittsburgh-Detroit game coming up Thursday. Tomorrow, let's see here. Yeah, tomorrow, some pretty good ones. No, nothing in the East tomorrow that matters. Vegas-Edmonton's a good game, but there's nothing in the East tomorrow. All right, but that game on Thursday coming up big, Detroit and Pittsburgh, that will decide quite a bit. All right, there's your look at the standings, brought to you by Native Pride and Tall Chief Cigar. Stand tall with Native Pride. Let's finish with our injury report here, brought to you by Losi and Ganji, Buffalo's workers' compensation and personal injury attorneys, working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Well, you saw Owen Power tonight, wore the face shield. Didn't look like it hampered him at all. He came back after missing the third period the other night, as did Jacob Bryson. They both had facial injuries. They both came back. And Zemgus Girgensons also came back. He came back from an illness. So the only injury for the Sabres right now is Matias Samuelsson, who is out for the season. All right, 3-2. Dallas wins it here on our Upstate Honda Dealers postgame. That'll put a wrap here on our things for tonight. Want to thank you everybody for listening. Appreciate it. I want to thank our crew now. Evan DePasquale, our network producer. Thank you, Evan, for your work tonight. Tom Addy was our engineer. Kyle Powell on our social media and game story. Check it out, WGR550.com. Paul Hamilton, our reporter. Our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. And I'm Brian Colziel. Thank you for listening. Again, the final from Dallas. Stars 3, Sabres 2. No postseason for Buffalo. It's official now. We'll see you at Fan Appreciation Night, Thursday night. I'll be on the air during pregame, and we'll get you ready for puck drop with the Sabres and the Caps at 7. Have a good night, everybody. Thanks for listening. This has been the Upstate Honda Dealers postgame show on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.